some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It is the show that talks about gardening, landscaping, pest control, all those kinds of things from the standpoint of common sense, a little natural organic gardening. And we get into a lot of different kind of topics. Whatever you'd like to discuss, if you have something to report that's going well with your plants or garden, that's fine. If you have a problem, a question, that's fine. Want to talk about environmental issues, that's fine. We talk about it all here. We're going to talk about some new things that Judy and I are getting into today. I'm going to get into it pretty heavily in the beginning of the second hour, but it has to do with health and specifically stem cell technology, and we'll talk about that. I don't know if technology is the right word for it, but we'll get into talking about that a little bit in the at the start of the 9 o'clock. We're getting involved in something that's really exciting. I need to start today so I don't forget it with the SPCA report, and I think I got an old report here. I don't know what the deal is with this. It's a willow. The pictures are on our website. I'm going to check into it. The main thing for you to know is that here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's the Jan Rhys Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas, and there's also an SPCA up in McKinney, which is where Willow, the one that shows up for this week, came from originally. We talked about this last week. I don't know if they're still available or not. So look into the SPCA and the rescue organizations wherever you are, and let's help out these great dogs. A wonderful way to get a pet, and we appreciate you helping out there. We have a feature on our website on dirtdoctor.com where we try to help the ones here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area every week. Have their pictures up and the ones that haven't been adopted yet as well. As the current weeks, we've had a lot of rain. Need to talk about that a little bit, fertilizing a little bit. My tea this morning is interesting because it's red, and I have no idea what I put in it to turn it red. So we'll go through that and see if we can figure that out. It tastes really good, but I don't know what I put in it to make it red this morning. Mystery photograph is up. It shouldn't be that hard for you to identify. If you get it, first one to send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or call me on the show. And I guess I'll give you that phone number. The phone number is 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We've already got somebody holding, so I'll try to work Tony in. Tony, hang on in the middle of all the stuff that I've got to do here, and then we'll get other people on as we go. We do 3 hours here live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We broadcast from Irving, Texas, here from the Salem Network, and we're across the country. Tony's calling from Colorado Springs, wherever you are, California, Oregon, Florida, Maine. A lot of people are calling us these days from Chicago. We'll talk about whatever you want to discuss, so give me a buzz. This natural organic program that we talk about works from coast to coast and border to border if you adjust just a couple of things. One's timing, of course. The other is specific plant material, but how you do things, how you prepare beds, how you plant properly, how you fertilize, how you control insects and diseases and all that. It's pretty much the same across the board. My tea, back to that for a second, is lemon and lime, both organic fruit from the grocery store. I did not grow those. I'm really puzzled here. Lemon verbena out of my garden. That's the only thing. I've never seen lemon verbena turn the tea red. honey and apple cider vinegar. But something about that combination this morning gave it a very nice coral color. Looking at the world through rose-colored glasses is what I'm doing with my tea this morning. Anyway, it's good. Give it a try. Lemon, lime, lemon verbena, a natural honey, of course, and apple cider vinegar, which we use in all kinds of ways. The Organic Club of America is our only place on our website that costs you any money. It's a small cost, and it gets you some things that don't appear elsewhere. The latest thing we have for the members is a video that we did a couple of weeks ago on exposing root flares of trees yourself. And I wanted to cover that because, of course, the best way to do it, and you've heard me talk about it a lot, and you've seen videos and all kinds of information on our website on dirtdoctor.com. But if people can't afford it or don't want to hire an arborist to do it with the air spade, it is possible to expose the flare of trees, especially smaller trees. But we've just done it with some fairly good-sized ones as well. It just takes longer. You can do it. And that video of how to do it with hand tools, being very careful, and with brushes and with what I use is my electric blower to blow the soil out after I have loosened it up with various tools. So if you're a member, check that out. If you're not, it shows you very easily how to quickly join. And there's a lot of benefits of being a member of the Organic Club of America. Let's help Tony. Well, it's good timing. Tony just dropped off. Mary Rose, if Tony calls back, let him know that I'll move him to the top of the line and we'll help him. He said something about turf and not having a good color, and that's what I was going to start with myself relative to this rain. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're having rain almost every day. In the last three events, I've been chuckling about it. Haven't been forecast at all. There's been mention of very slim possibilities of rain, but not much. And we've had some big events. We've had like 2 inches at least the last three rains. And a lot of people are still watering too much. So the two things are related. One of the most common questions, I guess, how often should I water? And it's just a question you can't answer. It depends on the site, the soil, the drainage, what your fertility program is, a lot of different things. You just have to determine it yourself. And the great advantage with the organic fertilizer program is that the organic fertilizers behave themselves. They stay in place. They don't wash away. They don't leach through the soil. And, they don't flash. They don't feed the plant too quickly. And then after rains like we've been having, plants start turning yellow and, from lack of fertility because the nutrients in the synthetic fertilizers are not there anymore. I've heard people talking about giving their recommendations on synthetic fertilizers to fertilize more if, it's been raining a lot because the nutrients are leaching away. That's something we don't worry about. We don't have to deal with the organic program. The organic fertilizers stay there. They're not soluble. You hear the people that recommend synthetic fertilizers all the time talk about, be sure and buy one where a large percentage of the synthetic high salt, high nitrogen fertilizer is in the slow release form. You've heard that, I'm sure. Well, organic fertilizers are 100% in the slow release form, every bit of it, no matter which ones you choose. If you have a tremendous rain and flood, yeah, you're going to have some of it lift and wash away a bit. But the organic fertilizer is really complex and lock into the soil and release with biological activity like they're supposed to do and stay in place and do a good job. The other beneficial thing about organic fertilizer is that you can fertilize when the soil's wet. You don't have to wait until they dry out to water again. You're not going to get any burn if you put out organic fertilizer and then it rains right after the rain. So just all kinds of benefits. But the watering aspect is if there's been a lot of water and a lot of moisture in the ground, and you can tell that by just seeing the rain events, but probing, I recommend highly that you either break a head off of a golf club or saw it off with a hacksaw at an angle is a much better way to go. Or use the pipe probe, which is a professional probe, and probe the ground. See what's going on in the soil. After a lot of heavy rains, the water will stay around pretty well, and you may not have to water for a longer period of time than you thought. Whether it's rain or irrigation, the way you determine the frequency is you water heavily or have a nice rain, and then you wait as long as you can before you water again. We want that pulsing. We want it to be wet and then pulse to dry. That's the secret. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back with you right after this.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Let's grow the perfect tomatoes with Espoma Organic Tomato Tone. Tomato Tone is a rich, all-natural fertilizer with slow-release formula for continuous feeding. Plus, Tomato Tone contains BioTone, a blend of organic ingredients and microbes to help roots grow larger for more robust harvests. Tomato Tone is safe for people and pets. Just visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Tomato Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Some issues with phones again this morning. Tony dropped off again. Sorry, Tony, whatever's going on out there, give us a call back. And somebody else dropped off as well. If you have trouble getting back in, I'll try to address your call. Tony was calling about what I was just talking about, so it was going to be a perfect fit in. And somebody's calling back right now. Let's see if that's him. Don't know. Let me go ahead and get Cindy before she goes away to Lampasas, Texas. Hi, Cindy. What's up? Cindy, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, what's
Good
going
morning.
On? Yes.
Yes. I'm having a hard time. It's like you're coming, going in and out.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. We have had an attack on multiple trees by a porcupine.
Okay.
It has debarked a lacebark elm, a chinquapin oak, and lacy oaks for several feet up from the ground, and really done some devastating damage to them. And just wanted to know, these trees are about 12 to 13 years old, and are wanting to know, is there anything we can do to save these trees?
Yes, and we need to talk about how to keep it from happening again, maybe, Cindy, as well. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Have you seen the porcupines? Is it more than one?
The porcupine, right now, all we know about is one, and he is no longer with us.
Okay.
My husband caught him yesterday morning, and this was after we had found. We weren't sure exactly what was attacking the trees. We just knew it was really bad.
Yeah. Did you end up trapping him? Is that what you did?
No, my husband.
Instant lead poisoning?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you have to do sometimes. They are big and powerful animals, as you know here, and they're a lot like... We talk about rats and squirrels and various kinds of animals that will eat bark off of trees. Beavers, of course, will do it, too.
Uh-huh, right.
Beavers do it more from a construction need and sharpening their teeth. And other animals will tend to attack trees where the tree is in stress and has built up sugars in an attempt to try to help itself, you know, and that may be the case here. So the thing that is long-term I would look at very strongly is, have you been using an organic program for a while, or what's your program been?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Since we planted the trees.
Okay. You need to look very carefully and be honest with yourself. I've had to uncover some of my own trees in my office that I had not exposed the flare well enough. I would take this opportunity to really double check, and if your flares aren't dramatically exposed, I would do that, and I would also apply the entire sick tree treatment to these trees that have been, debarked by the porcupine. Now, there is a technique that can work sometimes, and some people, the first time I heard about it, I thought it was nuts too. And now, since I've been talking about it over a period of years, I've had two or three people corroborate the fact that it works. And here's what you do. You take burlap. You take burlap and you soak it in what we call the tree trunk goop. Are you familiar with that formula?
No.
Well, the tree trunk goop is a mixture. It's a homemade mixture. There's not a commercial version. I've been trying to get different companies to do it for a long time, but it's easy to make. It's a mixture of a third each of compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. If the feed stores and garden centers that you deal with don't have the soft rock phosphate, you can order it, mail order. But if they don't have it, the thing you can do that's quicker is just get some fireplace ashes. And fireplace ashes can be substituted for the soft rock phosphate. You mix them with water and you make it, turn it into a mud, a slurry. And then you slather it on the wound. This is what we recommend for all wounds on any kind of a woody plant at all. We slather it on the wound. And then in this case, where it's been girdled all the way around, we soak the burlap in the same stuff, and we wrap it around and pin it and connect it so it stays on the tree. Some people like to put tin foil or some kind of plastic around it to help hold the moisture in, and that's probably not a bad idea. I've had another arborist contact me after hearing me talk about this, and he said what he used was roofing tar wrapping around it. Now, he did it by itself after maybe doing some kind of treatment, but if you're going to use roofing tar or burlap or whatever you're going to use, the first step is very important to do this tree trunk goop. It starts the healing process amazingly fast. Now, how in the world it can bridge the way it does, I don't know, but I've seen it happen in several cases that it actually bridged and the cambium and the bark and everything grew back all the way around the tree. If it's not all the way around, it's a piece of cake. We can solve the problem without any trouble. But if it's all the way around, you've got to be really careful about keeping the moisture there and keeping conditions so that that tree can grow back.
Okay, how long?
I tell you what, let me put you on hold. I'm sorry we're having these connection problems. Let me put you on hold, and we'll talk just a little bit when I come back, okay?
Okay.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Well, Howard is back, but the phones are not yet. They are being rebooted, and so as soon as we get them back up, we'll continue our conversation about and I can go ahead and do it now, about saving a tree that's been girdled. In general, I'm hearing about this from people, and I'm also seeing a little bit of it in my own garden. I've had some squirrels really get interested in my big tooth maple, and they're not taking bark off, they're just eating twigs, so it's a little bit different situation, but I don't know if it's related to all the rain, it's related to the crazy winter we have. We've seen a whole bunch of plant issues that are related to the weather that we had in the winter, and I was talking to some nurserymen this past week about the fact that they're all seeing the same thing. Some plants are blooming better than ever. Some plants are not blooming hardly at all, and some are in between. And it's obvious that when you have that dramatic event like we had, where we had a 50-degree drop in temperature in about 12 hours or less, saps and sugars are still up in the plant. You're going to have all kind of crazy things happen. So this animal's attacking the plant a lot of times is related to that, to the stress caused by something. Well, and like I was telling the caller, we really need to make sure that we just do everything we can to get the tree out of stress. And the first thing for that is to dramatically expose the flare and then do the rest of the sick tree treatment. And then treating the wound with the tree trunk goop, If it's girdled all the way around, wrapping the burlap all the way around and that sort of thing, can a lot of times bring them back into to good shape. Now, a big animal like porcupine, like the caller was talking about, there's really nothing you can do other than trapping, shooting, and doing things a lot of people don't like to hear about or talk about, but sometimes that's the only way to go. Other than there's a possibility, because raccoons are in this category and some other animals are too, garlic pepper tea, really strong garlic pepper tea, will repel a lot of animals. It'll keep raccoons out of trash cans extremely well. This may be the first time I've ever gotten a call on porcupines, but it's the same issue no matter what you're dealing with the exception maybe of beavers, because beavers are cutting down things for other reasons, not just for food. So anyway, if she calls back, if this ever comes back up, we'll see if there was any other questions related to that. Our newsletter, our last newsletter I didn't mention, was something that is bringing in a lot of comments, and I think it's the kind of the pattern direction we're going now, is to do a newsletter on a certain subject and then have a backup for it that's an entry in the library that goes into even more detail. And if you got the newsletter, you saw that the last one was on diseases, plant diseases. And that's part of what we talk about in our seminars, in our course, the Natural Organic Certification course that people are taking online. We talk about insects and diseases in great detail in there, and I've started doing my lectures about it even more. So we did the last newsletter related to that. Also, my Dallas Morning News column was done about that. So check it out. It starts off with just the basic ease that we have in controlling diseases in the organic program, because we deal with balance. We deal with keeping all of nature's systems in place, and we have very few diseases. And the ones that pop up, we have organic techniques that work much better than the toxic chemicals. If you didn't get the newsletter, just look on dirtdoctor.com. It's in the archives of the newsletter area. Show up as the first one, and you can see it there. The next one I do, I'm probably going to do on some specific plants, and then I'll probably do one sometime soon on with this same kind of concept on insects, and cover the insects that are the most common that we run into, and get a lot of good photography of so people can identify easily, and then back that up with a long entry that covers as many of the different insect things as we run into. It'll end up being almost as much, in fact, in some cases, probably more detailed than my insect book, the Texas Bug Book. So we'll have that for you. If you haven't signed up to do the newsletter, and we've got a lot of people that have, it's easy. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and then fill out the little form that's right there on the homepage, and you'll get it on a weekly basis. We're trying to put it together early in the week and get it out by Thursday or Friday. That doesn't always happen. But we try to keep it on that schedule there. Mary Rose, are we going to get the phones back up anytime soon, or what's the plan? Okay, that means no, it sounds like. I apologize, everybody. Let's see what else I need to talk to you about before the people can get back to ask me all the stuff they wanted to talk about. One of the things that I'm running into from a couple of different angles, I was talking to Bob Webster about this on his show. We visit, as a lot of you know, every Saturday morning, is that this pepper called shishito has become really popular. And I have to admit, I didn't even know much about it before. But it's being sold down at the farmer's market in Dallas, and I picked up some. And what was recommended to me was to get a skillet going with some kind of oil in it and kind of scald the outside real quickly, olive oil or coconut oil or combination. I guess, well, I've done butter too. I've done all three. And I've been cooking them. They are kind of a long, almost withered-looking pepper. They just have a fantastic flavor, more of a bell pepper flavor. They're not real hot, but they're great to eat by themselves or with other dishes and whatnot. Judy doesn't like peppers much at all, period. So what I do is when I'm doing breakfast, doing eggs, and I'll do sausage in another pan, I'll throw those shishito peppers in with the meat, with the sausage that I'm making, and just kind of roll them around as I'm cooking the meat and then eat them later. And, boy, they are really, really good. So if you haven't tried that, I would recommend it. The grower down at Farmer's Market I was talking to that I bought them from was telling me that they're extremely easy to grow, and we were kind of sharing information. I was telling him some things that hopefully will help him. One of them is that peppers in general, the bell peppers and the sweet and the hot peppers as well, can grow in shade. It's one of the few vegetables that we can grow successfully in the shade. A lot of the rest of them will just fold up unless they get full sun, you know, for the whole crop time. So one of the questions that had come in that people were having some problems with in their garden, back to the insect thing for a minute, was spotted cucumber beetles. I guess leaf-footed bugs and stink bugs and spotted cucumber beetles are the things that are coming up the most. And starting with the leaf-footed bugs, we, believe it or not, have had real good success going out into the garden with a little hand vacuum and vacuuming the critters up. They're not real speedy to get away from, and it actually works pretty well. The regular stink bugs, the first thing that we always recommend there is garlic pepper tea. It's the pest control that I recommended, I guess, before anything else. Unfortunately, you have to make it yourself. You can buy hot pepper insect controls at the nurseries and garden centers, and you can buy some garlic products, but right now there's not a garlic pepper mix that's on the market. So just mix them together yourself or use the formula that we have on the website and in the books and go that route. It's real simple. You just use two bulbs of garlic, the entire bulbs, not just a clove, and then two hot peppers, hotter the better, habanero or something like that. I just throw them in a blender, all four of those vegetables or herbs, whichever, they're actually both. Put them in a blender, blend them with some water, then strain the solids out. Keep those solids. You can use them in a dish to help repel insects. Some insects are actually attracted to it and kill themselves with it, and others are just repelled. You can also put those solids into the soil as a natural fertilizer or put it in the compost as a good ingredient in the compost. But then you use the juice that came out of those four vegetables with a gallon of water added to, or almost a gallon, to make a gallon concentrate. And that's your concentrate of garlic pepper tea. You put it in not a metal container. If you do use a glass container, if you use a glass container, be sure to use a loose-fitting lid. It's probably better to use a plastic one-gallon container and a loose-fitting lid because you can create kind of a semi-bomb of garlic and pepper because it's going to set up biological activity and expand. We've had one situation, somebody called me on the show years ago and said they were coming home and they had made garlic pepper tea and sealed it up real tight. And they came home and they smelled this wonderful smell like somebody was cooking Italian food and a bottle had actually blown up in their cupboard. So it can be a little dangerous. You shouldn't have that issue. And we tell people across the board, the organic mixtures, you always want to put them in a container with a loose-fitting lid and use them as soon as you can. They'll last pretty well, but it's best to use them up as quickly as you can. But for sure, don't ever put a real tight lid. You want to have a way for them to blow off some steam. So the garlic pepper tea is the best repellent for a whole bunch of things in the beginning. and the little vacuum works great. There's a spinosad product now that I've mentioned, and people are finding it in some cases having a little trouble finding it. It's a combination spinosad and soap, and it's working better than anything we've seen on stink bugs. And it's from the Natural Guide. What's the name of it? It's the old Fertilome company. It's the Fertilome Chemical Company's organic division. And it's called Natural Guide. I'll look it up. I need to get that name for you. Use it for the stink bugs. And then for the spotted cucumber beetle, I got a different recommendation that I'll give you when I come back right here. Hopefully, the lines will be working. The number 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
All the experts agree that regen medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, your personal health and longevity. So before you operate, before you medicate, why not regenerate? Book your free consultation now. Mention Wildflower or the Dirt Doctor Show and get a free consult that's a $200 value free. Call us today at 800-509-4070.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActis probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we still don't have the phones working, so I may end up doing a three-hour monologue for you today. Which is fine. We got plenty of stuff that we can talk about. But until I let you know, there's no use in calling in. When we do get it fixed, just make a note of this number, 866-444-3478. Well, what I was talking about before the break there, the one insect that is, it's a tough one, tough little critter. And when people are calling me talking about holes in the leaves of their vegetables of various kinds and everything, a lot of time it's this critter. It's called a spotted cucumber beetle, and it looks kind of like an elongated ladybug. And it has sometimes it can be yellow, sometimes it can be green, and it'll have black spots on the back. And like I said, it's a beetle, and it looks like a, kind of an elongated version of a ladybird beetle, tough to control, but something that we've stumbled into that's quite effective is what's used as a monitoring device in greenhouses a lot of times, and some people in the past have used it outside. I've used it outside in our dog run and greenhouse area. It's called sticky traps. There's some big ones that are on rolls that you roll new fresh material out after you get a bunch of insects stuck to it. And there's others that are little folded cards, and then there's some that are just flat cards that you hang around. They're primarily used in the industry for monitoring to see what kind of insects you have, and they don't tend to catch and hurt beneficial insects. But guess what is very strongly attracted to them is this spotted cucumber beetle. So when you have that problem, and most of you that are vegetable gardeners are going to from time to time, you might try that in the garden. It doesn't seem to work on the leaf-footed bug or stink bugs or any of those true bugs that we have some issues with. In that case, Natural Guard was the company. I was going all around it, but couldn't think of the exact name. the product on all the stink bugs and true bugs that you would have a problem with, look for this product from Natural Guard, and you can order it mail order. Hopefully a lot of the garden centers and hardware stores and feed stores will start putting it in stock because it is quite different. We talk about and use spinosad a lot. We use it in general for insect control. It's a very good, very powerful way to kill pest insects. And it you got to be careful with it because it will disorient honeybees if you spray it all over the place in the garden. So if you use spinosad, use it surgically right on the plants that are having a problem with something eating. It'll kill caterpillars, beetles, true bugs of all kinds, stink bugs, of course, and all that kind of thing. But what works better on the stink bugs by far is the one where the spinosad is mixed with a insecticidal soap. And they've done it in this commercial product from Natural Guard. Just look at the label and make sure it, you know, says it has a fatty acid or a soap in it mixed with the spinosad. Or you can buy a spinosad product and you can add the soap yourself. You can buy a fatty acid product, an insecticidal soap, in other words, mix them together and make your own spray. Either way, it would work. But those of you with the spotted cucumber beetles, just put out some of those yellow sticky traps. You just hang them out in the garden. That's all you do. And let me know if you see them working as well for you as they have for us. One of Bob's listeners originally brought it up. Let's see here. Well, Daryl, our snake doctor friend, is on the line. Let's see if we can actually get somebody on the phone here. Daryl, good morning.
I figured why not give it a try. I knew she was having a wonderful morning.
You may be the person to break the spell here. What's going on?
Well, I had a story, a snake story I thought you'd like me to share. I have an 800 number. It's nationwide. People call me from all over the place with snake problems. And if I've got a guy close enough, I'll send him a guy out. But a lot of times I can usually just talk him through it. And I'm real cheap. You know, it's like a $50 consultation. It's 30, 45 minutes of my time, you know. But a lot of times I find out that's probably not even in the cards anyway. You know what I mean? And then suddenly the call is really more for the snake than it is for the caller. Right? Because I'm trying to keep him from killing him. Well, this one was really unique. A lady in, Montgomery, Alabama, in the middle of a full-blown panic attack. I mean, she was in a complete loop about this, had literally been a prisoner in her own house for 3 days, had not gone literally out the door to go to work for 3 days because she'd seen a snake in her yard. And it was a really interesting experiment for me because, you know, I use humor to diffuse things like this.
Let's go quick. Get it finished there, Daryl. You there?
I'm still here.
Go ahead.
where did we leave off? I suddenly got the closing.
All right, let me put you on hold. I'm sorry. Sorry about these phone problems. And Tony, who was the first caller this morning, is up. Tony, I'm going to talk to you off the air in Colorado Springs and help you before you get axed away again. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll start off with some conversation about something new that Judy and I have gotten involved in starting the 9 o'clock hour, and then we'll try to get back to the phones. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Website is dirtdoctor.com.